Good evening. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this 20th Sunday after Pentecost, proper 23, year A. Our readings today, Isaiah 25, verses 1 to 9, Psalm 23, Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 4, verses 1 to 9, and the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 22, verses 1 to 14. Let us pray. The Lord is here, His Spirit is with us. We need not fear, because His Spirit is with us. And so we are surrounded by love, for His Spirit is with us. We are immersed in peace, because His Spirit is with us. Therefore we rejoice in hope, for His Spirit is with us. And we travel in faith, for the Lord's Spirit is with us. Amen. Almighty God, King of all creation, sovereign over all things, you hold the universe in the palm of your hand. Enable us to keep our hearts fixed on you and our minds on your truth, for we have come to worship you as Lord of all. Amen. Lord, though we often find the world to be a frightening place, that drains our hope, stultifies our joy, and robs us of our peace, we rejoice in the promise that, in the midst of the storm, everyone who stands close to you will find freedom and security, peace and protection. Lord, we have come to thank you for being present when we are tempted, strong enough to hold us up when we are falling, and loving enough to stand by us, forgiving us and helping us to begin again. We bring our prayers to you, O God, in Jesus' name. Amen. We have our hymn, My God, How Wonderful Thou Art.
Thank you.
We pray the collect for proper 23, followed by our parish prayer. Lord, we pray that your grace may always precede and follow us, that we may continually be given to good works. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness. All to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Responding to God. Responding to God. In Psalm 23, the psalmist sings the praises of God as he affirms that God is his shepherd. The psalmist says that he has a personal relationship with God, who will look after all his needs. The psalmist writes, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the right paths for his name's sake." Psalm 23, verses 1 to 3. The psalmist affirms that his Lord, his God, does not only look after his physical and emotional needs, but also his spiritual needs. The still waters are not only for drinking, but will have a calming effect on his mind and spirit. As the Lord restores his soul with love, which gives rise to forgiveness, reconciliation, and restoration, his spiritual nature is at peace. With God's peace, he is assured that, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Verse 4. The psalmist is certain that his Lord, his God, is with him, watching over him, protecting him, bringing him comfort in challenging and dangerous times. The psalmist imagines the Lord preparing for him a great banquet where he can sit with confidence even though his enemies may be present. Nothing can or will disturb his peace as long as he has a right relationship with his Lord, his Shepherd. The Lord refreshes his servant by anointing his head with oil and overfilling his cup. The psalmist ends his praise with an affirmation that comes from his relationship with his Lord. He says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long." Psalm 23, verse 6. The psalmist is assured of God's goodness and mercy, and that those virtues will be with him all the days of his life, here and beyond. His response in this psalm comes not only from his knowledge, but his experiences of God, a God whose love protects, directs, and also desires a relationship with all of humankind. In our Old Testament reading from Isaiah 25, verses 1 to 9, the prophet begins with a psalm of thanksgiving, in which the Lord is praised for the wonderful things the Lord has done. The prophet says, O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things, plans formed of old, faithful and sure. Isaiah 25, verse 1. The Lord is thanked for giving his people victory over their enemies, being a refuge to the poor, a refuge to the needy in their distress, a shelter from the rainstorm, and a shade from the heat. When the blast of the ruthless was like a winter storm, the noise of the alien like heat in a dry place, you subdued the heat with the shade of clouds. The song of rootlessness was stilled. Isaiah 25, verses 4 and 5. The Lord was faithful to the covenant. The Lord was always present with and acted on behalf of the covenant people. However, that is not the end of the Lord's generosity and love. The prophet speaks of a great banquet to be hosted by the Lord on Mount Zion, where Jerusalem and the temple are situated. Jerusalem, the holy city, and the temple, the symbol of God's presence with the people. The Lord prepares a banquet for all peoples, not just God's chosen ones. The Lord promises to swallow up death forever. The prophet affirms that when death is no more, there will be no more tears. He will swallow up death forever. Then the Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces and the disguise of his people. He will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. Isaiah 25, verse 8. The vision is, on that day, the whole world will recognize and acknowledge the one who created everything and now has restored everything. There will be a new heaven and a new earth. All the people will celebrate our one true and loving God. It will be said on that day, Lo, this is our God. We have waited for him so that he might save us. This is the Lord for whom we have waited. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Isaiah 25, verse 9. The prophet Isaiah has a vision of a future as the people of the world respond to God's mercy, God's justice, and God's love. What is our response to God's love for us today? We are reminded that God so loved the world that God gave God's only Son. We can also determine that God has always been faithful. God has always kept God's promises. What, therefore, has been our response to God's love? In our Gospel from Matthew chapter 22, Jesus gives us an insight into the way people respond to God's love, God's invitation to a relationship with God. The parable of the wedding banquet has a simple storyline. A king prepares a wedding banquet for the prince. However, all who have been invited refuse to come when the feast is ready. The invitees go about their business, paying no attention to the king. Some go further and torture and kill the king's messengers. The king is extremely disappointed and enraged. He sends his army to destroy them. He then sends his servants into the streets and byways to invite everyone to the kingdom. All are invited, regardless of social or financial or political status or class in society. All are invited to the banquet. The celebrations are on. The king comes to greet his guests and discovers a man who is not properly dressed for the occasion, a royal wedding. The king confronts the man, who offers no explanation for his condition. The man is thrown out of the wedding reception into the outer darkness. Jesus told this parable to emphasize our response to God's invitation to have a relationship with God as our loving Father. God invited the children of Israel into a special covenant relationship. Whenever they failed to respond, God sent his messengers, the prophets, who they either ignored, tortured, or killed. God invited all people into a relationship with God through his Son, Jesus Christ. All are invited. The kingdom of heaven is available to all. However, when one responds to the invitation, one has to live by the standards of God's kingdom. You cannot be a part of God's kingdom and cling to the standards, the practices of the world. We are reminded of the words of Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 24a. No one can serve two masters. God requires a total response from us. If we truly desire to have a relationship with God, God and God's call must be our number one priority. At all times of decision making, we must seek to determine God's will and to do it. God has given us the gift of the Holy Spirit to lead us and direct us into the ways of God. As Paul invites us, we must have the same mind that was in Christ in us. Paul invites the church in Philippi and the church today to keep on doing the things that we have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. Philippians chapter 4, verse 9. Paul implores us to know our faith and to live it. As we strive to live the life in Christ and for Christ, God will respond in love, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. God continues to invite all people, all of us, into God's kingdom. How will we respond? Remember, our response must be a total response. meaning it must be all for God. Amen. Let us pray. Praise the Lord, for he is good. Sing to God with thanksgiving. Heavenly Father, you embrace your creation in your Son as a bridegroom and bride. Set us ablaze in this intimacy with passion and desire for your kingdom. Set before all your church the banquet of your love. Praise the Lord, for he is good. Sing to God with thanksgiving. Heavenly Father, you demand that all be invited and none shut out. Hear our prayers for those excluded and on the margins of our society. Remove the barriers that prevent any from realizing all that they could become. Praise the Lord, for he is good. Sing to God with thanksgiving. Heavenly Father, bless all embarking on covenanted relationships of fidelity and mutual giving. We pray for all that supports marriage and family life. Bless us through love that is shared. Praise the Lord, for he is good. Sing to God with thanksgiving. Heavenly Father, as your love reaches beyond the confines of our gaze, do not forget those in distress or whose tears are hidden from our sight. Bring them your peace that goes beyond our understanding and surpasses our joy. Praise the Lord, for he is good. Sing to God with thanksgiving. Heavenly Father, you have set a table before us and invite us to share in your celestial banquet. Grant us to share in this feast with all your faithful servants who have gone before us. We will rejoice and praise your name. Praise the Lord, for he is good. Sing to God with thanksgiving. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forever. Amen. And we have the hymn, O Jesus, I Have Promised. Thank you. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the costs, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Holy and blessed God, you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. May we honor you not only with our lips, but in lives dedicated to the service of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. And we pray that you will have a rewarding, productive, and spirit-filled week. And that God will continue to guide, protect, and bless you. We end with the hymn, "Take My Life and Let It Be."